I can't hear you. Oh, how weird. Elisa, I'm going to call back again because I don't know what's going on. Elisa? Oh, how weird. All right, I'm going to call for my cell phone.
Elisa? Hello? Okay, that is so weird.
Hello, everybody. I'm hoping you can hear me. We've had some weird difficulties here with Blog Talk Radio, so I'm not sure what's going on. I know Liz has tried to call in a few times, and I can hear her on the pad here, but she cannot hear me.
So, and she's trying to text me right now. Let me figure this all out. Let me text her. Let's call her.
All right, here we go.
Are you now?
Lisa? All right, that's what... Yeah, hi.
Hi, what happened, Lucy?
It's Blog Talk because as I'm calling in, I can hear you.
Okay, because I couldn't hear you.
I can hear you each time you called in, but
okay.
You could not hear me talking.
I could not hear nothing.
No.
Okay, so all right, so give me a second because I'm going to put
so
my...
So I've called in as a... Okay.
I'm just going to put my headset in. Hold on. Okay.
Go ahead. Yeah, that's fine. I've called in as a guest. And...
All right, I'm here.
Yeah, we can hear you. We can hear
okay.
you. So I don't know what's going on with that. That's on Blog Talk's end.
It always is. First it was Skype.
Unless it's like my computer or something like that. But
I know, but with me, first it was Skype, and I broke up with Skype like, oh, God, we've been doing the show for 6 years. I think I broke up with Skype like 5 years ago and been doing the show on a landline with a headset whenever, you know, when I'm here and then on the road, it's just with the cell phone and the headset, and it works great. But lately, Blog Talk is like, no. We want Elisa to have her own show.
That is not.
And now
you're on my control. I got it. You're hearing an echo. I know.
Yeah.
I got it.
And it's choppy.
All right.
Okay, we're here.
Well, there's nothing else I can do. So everything's working.
Okay, that's it.
This end, I'm just saying.
Oh, no, I can't hear you. Oh, my God. All right, since Elisa said that you guys could hear me, I'm going to keep talking because, oh, she's back. I just heard her breath.
Okay. Everyone just calm down. So we have actually two other one hand has been since before the show even started.
Okay,
so,
let's do it. Let's just go right into it.
If it's not, if it's fine, I mean, we'll find out.
Yeah, we're just doing what we
do. Area code 229. Okay. 229. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hi. Yes, this is Melvin. I'm calling out of Georgia.
Melvin, did we speak with you a couple years ago?
Yes, ma'am, I believe.
Yes,
so.
I remember you. It's been a little while. Nice to hear you again.
Thank you very much. Yes, ma'am. It's been a long time.
But I do remember you. So because it's been a little while, and bear with us, we're having some slight technical difficulties. Hopefully we'll be okay, but just bear with us.
Okay.
In the event that happens, I don't think it will, but just want to give you a heads up. I want to ask permission to reconnect to your energy because it's been a long time.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, wonderful. So
yes.
what are you needing today? What's going on?
I have some issues on my job. I recently had a bad accident back in July of last year.
Okay.
And I fell on my left side.
Oh.
I work at a Walmart here in Georgia.
Right.
And I was scrubbing the floor. I turned the corner, boxes was in the way, and
cars
in the way, and they're supposed to get them out the way, you know, for customers and maintenance personnel. But I injured my left knee.
Oh, no.
My left elbow, and my left hand keep kind of like flaring up.
Yeah.
And also my lower back. And I'm scheduled to go to see a nerve specialist the 15th of this month, next week.
Okay,
But I have had an MRI done and X-rays, and it shows that my knee has I have a little meniscus tear. The meniscus tear.
Meniscus, yes.
I'm sorry. And also my elbow is like, it's a little tear, something like a, it's like tendonitis, but it's a little tear with it.
All right, but nothing is broken, correct?
No, ma'am, but my lower back, the X-rays and the MRI show that the two bones in my lumbar area is kind of rubbing together.
Okay, so
I'm
know.
On light.
Mm-hmm. Yes, go ahead.
Ma'am. I'm sorry, because I'm on light duty right now at this store, the Walmart store, and I work at night, and they have me like sitting down in a recliner computer chair doing my meet and greets at night, and hardly nobody comes there at night, and I was trying to see can I get some time off, whatever, and start some work must come for me. They won't do it. They won't recommend me for that. They want me to come in, they done cut my hours, I'm behind on my rent as we speak.
No, you know what, that's very, were you a full-time, I mean, I'm no labor expert, but were you a full-time employee?
No, ma'am, but I was getting full-time hours, though, because I was a very good worker. And
yeah,
I was
but this is, and this, is how, this is how they reward you.
Yes. They want me to quit, and but it's been, this on my seventh month now.
I would see if I don't know how it works in your state, but I know that some places offer lawyers have an organization of volunteer lawyers. I think I think you know how you see the commercial that if you have. I think you need to have a free consultation with the lawyer because it's long. They might jump on it. I don't even think you need to. I think you need to sit down and see a lawyer.
Oh yes, I have an attorney. I've had to jump right on it.
All right. So then why? Then I think okay. So two things I want to say real quick, and then I want Elisa to weigh in on it. So you're doing your due diligence. Okay, because for everything that I'm saying, you have an answer, which is great. You know, you have an attorney.
Yes, ma'am.
Injuries that you described, although extremely unpleasant, I can tell you that you will heal from this, but injuries of this time it takes
yes, ma'am.
It takes a long time. So you have
yes.
to be patient, and you have to listen to what your attorneys say. I'm sure they say you have a case.
Oh yes, yes.
All
ma'am.
Right.
They,
so then you really have nothing to worry about in the big picture.
Right. That's
yes or no, right? So let's just do yes or no. In the big picture,
no.
you have an attorney. They're confident, so that you're taking care of business in that regard. Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, let's go with that. Your injuries are not fatal as we see today. Yes or no? Your injuries are not fatal. They are not fatal.
No.
Okay. Thank you. So we are dealing with possibilities. We don't know the reason for this forced awakening. This is forcing you to awaken to something. And when injuries take place on the left side of the body, now I know this because I had a situation on my right side. The right side is related to the father. The left side would be related to the mother. So any issues of the past or that you've carried with you, dealing with the impact of the symbolism of the mother and your actual maternal relationship or maternal relationships, that's something for you to think about. Is that making sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. So do you see that in order for Source or the universe to reflect back that all is well, the person that needs to claim that first, which I don't think you have, is you. To claim that right now, although it appears and feels quite challenging, at the core of it, in the eye of the storm, all is well. Could you agree or disagree with that statement?
I can agree with that.
Okay, so then I want you to take three deep breaths. The first breath, take a deep breath for your body. Okay, so in through your nose, out through the mouth. Very good. Second deep breath is for your mind, the mind that's kind of, you know, being challenging you, okay, the conscious mind that's not trusting spirit. So let's take a breath for that mind. In through your nose, out through your mouth. And the third and final breath is to claim your connection to Source, because if you have breath, you have Source. In through the nose, out through the mouth. And I want you to repeat after me. Take your time. Three words, and that's all is well.
All is well.
And you got to believe that.
Yes.
That's it. And really just take in. And already I can feel your energy shifting from when you first said hello to us to now. You know, the when you were first talking to us, you know, you had to fill us in. We hadn't talked to you in a while. And now I'm just connecting with your spirit because you allowed your spirit to come in. And that's really what this is making room for your spirit. And I'm going to see what Elisa has to say on this, but it's going to take time.
Right.
But everything is okay.
Okay.
All right, dear.
I did, you know, about after the injuries that I sustained, and I think the 19th of November, I went to the hospital because my hand and arm was hurting so bad and it was getting red. So I went to the emergency room and they admitted me, and they ran all these tests, blood work, everything, EKGs, everything. And the doctor came back in and said, it don't look like you had a stroke, but I want to run another test. And they ran another test with some dye in it into my brain, and they said it was a little tiny stroke that I had. Just
well,
thank
God it was tiny. Do you see nothing is fatal, and do you see maybe you can't be – this is really, I think, a blessing in disguise.
Oh, yeah, it is. It definitely is.
Thank you for saying that, and thank you for showing. See, right there, I'm so happy because
yes.
you just made that connection. So just trust that it's being handled. You're handling it.
Yes.
And then just look at that piece of what I mentioned, and then I really want you to listen to what Elisa has to say, and just remember that piece that I said about reflection on what, however it resonates with you, about the relationship with the mother or the maternal dynamic in relationships. I think that's very important, okay?
Yeah,
and now
yeah.
Let's hear what Elisa has to say.
Okay.
Well, Melvin, one, I'm glad you are okay, and it is good to hear from you, and sorry it has to be such a crazy update with what happened. I think the main question I have is what was your original question for us?
Well, that was my original question, but also it's like my concerns with my finances, because where I can be able to pay at least my rent and utilities, because that's pretty much all the big bills I have. But
right.
When this case will be, you know, resolved, and, you know, will I win this lawsuit?
Okay, and I think the question that I was thinking too was, if you know, you've got this attorney, and what is basically like, how have you asked that question of the attorney? You know, what can
exactly.
be done in the meantime, because
yeah, well,
you've been out for so long, or it's reduced wages. So, what can be done? It, you know, maybe that's something to ask him. And I guess to be more clear, because you know they're still wanting you to work. They would want you just to quit, I think it sounds like, as far as Walmart is concerned.
Because the doctor told me, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, the doctor told me on my restrictions, no bending, no lifting no more than 10 pounds, no reaching, no nothing. I can't do anything. No walking no longer than 5 to 10 minutes. Take breaks when I, you know, feel uncomfortable sitting in the chair. They won't grant me that, but they told me I had to just take my two breaks that I the state requires, but they won't do that. But so now the only thing I can do is just sit.
I think Lisa's right. I think you need to sit. If this attorney is confident that you have a case, then you have to have a very transparent conversation with the attorney, saying, you know, I need to make sure that while we're waiting for this, that I can survive and recover from this. And look, there are other lawyers out there. And I'm sure there's there's lawyers that, you know, they'll lay out the money or whatever.
Right.
So I think it's time for you to have a conversation with your lawyer, and let them know that you're thinking about looking at other attorneys. I mean, that's it.
Right. No, I asked him. I told him that, you know, there's a thing that it's online that you can, and it advertises on TV. When you're going through financial difficulties, you can borrow money from them until your case settles.
Right.
And if you lose it, then you don't have to pay them back. But I asked my attorney that, and he said that was illegal, that I couldn't do it.
Well, then you got to talk to another attorney. You talk to this attorney now and just say, you know what, you leave me no choice unless you can give me solutions of how I can pay my rent. You leave me no choice but to seek other legal counsel. That's it. You are not helpless. You are not helpless in this. And you got to, you know, and the thing is, I could tell from even from a couple years ago, and then we're going to have to wrap this up, because I want you to focus more on your spirit than the story, okay, because you are not a victim. Okay, so I want you to repeat that after me. I am not a victim.
I'm not a victim.
Thank you. But the thing is, you're a very polite, injured person. And I think your politeness isn't helping you right now. And I'm not saying be rude and be aggressive. I am not saying that at all. Do not misunderstand me, Melvin.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, what I'm saying is you need to advocate for yourself. And I think this kind of ties back into the mother dynamic where maybe there you feel like maybe unconsciously. Now, I know nothing about your backstory. I do not need to hear about your backstory. And right now, it's not the point. But perhaps there's a part of you that didn't quite get the nurturing, the proper nurturing that all children deserve. Is that a fair guess?
Yes.
Thank you. So do you see how this ties back into the relationship of the mother? You need nurturing. You need to be taken care of, and you're so polite and so well-mannered that I cannot stand when people mistake kindness for weakness or stupidity, okay?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
You're neither weak nor stupid. So I feel that this is coming into you nurturing yourself and understanding and having enough self-compassion that you don't have any frame of reference internally to be this proactive. So now here's your chance. And you could say, I need to take care of myself. And I don't feel the answers you're giving, I think you're being dismissive in your answers. And did you not feel dismissed your whole life growing up, Melvin, I would guess?
Say that again, please.
Did you not feel dismissed growing up, like just dismissed, like, you know, not really getting that attention that a child should get?
Oh, yeah, yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. All right, I don't want to hear the story because it's not about that. So you need to tell your lawyer, I need practical answers. I have to pay my rent. I cannot be homeless. And if I don't feel that you can help me with a solution, I'm going to have to seek a different lawyer for my case and see what happens.
Okay.
That's what you need to do. We're going to let you go on that. No more story. Focus on spirit. I want you to also, if it's possible, for you to replay the show when it's in the archives, okay? So the same way you found the show, you could, you know, to call in, you could find it to hear it again so you can really hear what both Elisa and I said. And feel free to give us a call back with an update, but that's what you know what you need to do. You have to parent yourself right now. That's what this is about.
Yes.
Because you deserve it. You deserve to be loved and taken care of, as all of us do.
Okay.
You're not a victim. I won't accept that.
Okay.
All right, dear.
All right. Thank
That's
you.
It. That's all I'm going to say. That's it. All right.
Okay.
So you want to hear more, you call us back. All right, honey.
Okay.
Melvin, take care, but everything is just – I love how Liz has put this, is that – You have your questions. Go ahead and ask, because this is for you. I mean, this is it's not for your attorney just to, okay, well, I've got this extra, you know, this is another case. Like whoever that attorney is needs to be attentive to the everyday stuff. You're not the things that you need to take care of and handle the case. So those are valid questions. You're worth it to ask those questions. Don't get too much into the story, but just say this is what needs to happen, and you know what can you do to help me? Because that's pretty much he knows. You know, if he's an accident and injury lawyer, you know that's stuff they deal with every day. Everybody has anytime there's an impact in your life, and there's something that there's a case, then it does. It doesn't matter. It will affect everything. Sometimes you could be the person who drove the car and injured somebody, and yeah, your life is impacted too. So you still have to ask your questions, and there's always another option. There's always at least another opinion on what could happen. But you know, so I hate using that phrase, fight. You know, but fight for yourself. Advocate for yourself. Continue to ask your questions and. Not just ask them, but when you ask them, think of that of the possible answers that actually would work for you. So of all the different possibilities of answers, because it could be, you know, it's not necessarily a yes or no. A lot of times it's a yes, but we need to do this, or a no, however, if we did this. You see how we can tweak some of these things. But for you, this is the, you know, basic everything, everyday stuff that you just know, you know, you need to take care of. Take care of yourself, take care of your finances. This is how it's affecting everything in your life. But this is really asking you to come out from behind the upbringing of being very polite for other people, for the sake of other people, and now advocate for yourself. So okay. I know the bigger questions are like deadlines and when is that going to happen, but these are all like, they're actually not small questions, but they're questions that you do need to put forward with the right people, with your lawyer, you know, with, I don't know if there's anything else that needs to be said with your employer. I'm not sure, but all these things, you definitely need to maybe write them out and maybe get through all the other stuff that emotionally that may come up or just, you know, for you, but write out what the basic questions are so that we can stay focused, or they, when we all talk together, we can all stay focused on the same thing. I mean, and I think part of it is just finding your voice that is getting to the point, that's getting to the heart of the matter. And you don't have to be, you know, you're not a pushy person. So you can definitely, you know, make an impact by your own gentle nature, and people can show this kind of, oh, well, you know, here's someone he's a stand-up guy. He really is trying to do what he's trying to do. He's trying to do a good job. So let that inner basic great nature of who you are shine through, but have it be with a purpose, because you are the biggest purpose right now. It's you. It's you and the quality of life that you're living. So you can still do the things you do in the manner in which you do them, and still make an impact and still get ahead and do what you need to do to take care of yourself. So good luck to you.
Like calling us.
Okay.
See, you take care of yourself. You called us.
Thank you all so much.
There you go. See, you know how to take care of yourself. You called us.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Well, hear your voice. Call us back. Let us know how you're doing.
Okay. Thank you all so much. I love you all.
Love
Thank
you.
We love you. Okay. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, darling.
Bye.
Got you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough.
Oof. And what a nice man. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he is. I mean, you're
gentleman.
Right. He's too polite, you know, to kind of
mm-hmm.
raise a fuss, but it's important to get to those big matters and to not hide behind. Well, I don't want to upset anybody. But,
yeah, well, you know
okay,
what? You
well,
need to upset
I'll...
some people.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Well, you know, he's been upset. So there's
yep.
there's things that need to come out, and to have everything on that left side. I mean, when you fall, it makes sense. You're gonna fall, but you know, to have those things really show up, and to, you know, he's been asking. He's doing what he needs to do. He's asking some other questions, but
of course,
he can get kind of off tangent, you know, off track type of thing. So
mm-hmm.
just keeping it focused, and hopefully his lawyer will do right by him. And I'm surprised that they haven't.
Oh, I'm not.
You know, discussed those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
no, he needs to find a nice seat. Maybe I don't know if he's still listening. But maybe, I'm assuming that the attorney is male. I'm just making that assumption. Maybe he needs to find a female lawyer. Hello? That will all tie into the whole mother thing. Okay, I don't know if you're listening.
He is.
Okay, all right. I think that's what you need to do. Female lawyer. Take care of business.
Yeah. So, I mean, just to look at some other options and... I mean, and not to make it too complicated. Maybe that firm, the law firm that he's with, has, you know, has some other lawyers
that's
that
fine.
Can maybe be in on the case, you know, something like that. But
yeah,
I mean, that's going to be an important aspect to have that sense of nurturing. I just can't imagine if you've had a reduction, you weren't working technically full time hours, and now they're still offering a reduced. You know, hourly, you know, job, but you're also in pain. And so the work you're doing isn't helping you heal, or it's hindering that because of the nature of what they're still asking. So it's like they're offering you to fail, like, well, this will give you opportunity to you know, to just maybe hurt yourself even more, but under the guise of at least we're still paying you. So, yeah, there's something to stand up for there, obviously. And that it kind of hits home because I had an uncle who passed away while he was on the job. And so it was. I mean, he didn't pass away there, but they were all trying to help him out. You know, like this was with public, so they it was very sudden, and he had to go to the hospital, all that stuff. So it's very interesting the kind of workplace environments that you find and the compassion that people have. I mean, it's within everybody, but sometimes it's like, well, we have to take care of ourselves. And I just feel like there's more of a dialogue that can happen. So we have a couple more hands raised. So let's get to them. Let's
okay.
do this. Area code 520. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Good morning. My name's Christina. And I'm calling
Hello.
From Arizona.
Hello. Oh,
how
wow.
are you leaving?
You're
today?
Up early.
Yes, I am. Every day. But I was calling because I've been seeing, like, either the number 3 a lot or
mm-hmm.
I had 3 owls visit me in my tree. And mm-hmm. my son had his 3rd interview with an airline company that he's trying to get in. And
wow.
that's mostly what I'm calling about is to see if you see him getting into the airline.
Aren't you a good mom? Well, the first thing is we're going to ask for permission to connect to your energy, please, Christina.
Oh, you have it fully?
Oh, yeah, she's ready. And and you, I believe this is the first time you're calling into the show?
Yes.
Okay, great. And for first-time callers, please give your date of birth, just the month and the day, please.
Okay, that will be 4/22.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
And you asked on behalf of your son. Now,
yes.
And that just says so much to me about you as a mother. And it's interesting because Melvin, see, this is the whole thing, nurturing, you know, here we go. See, we had this first caller that energetically I could pick up without knowing any story. I don't really need to know the story, but energetically I could pick up that there was really very fragmented, very weak connection to the mother and to the dynamic of knowing, having that internal awareness of being nurtured. This is the opposite with your son.
Yeah, I was listening to that phone call.
Right. So, right? Am I not right in saying that
yeah.
this energy is the opposite? So this is good because this is how we learn from each other. So, yes, you want this for your son. If it's a 3rd interview, it looks good. And the image that I'm getting is he needs to take off his own training wheels, Mom.
Okay. Well, you know, he's been a great child. He's been heaven sent. Ever since he was a child, he's always been a good kid, always done the right things, went to school, did everything he was supposed to do, went to college, worked part-time, well, almost
Beautiful.
Full-time. He worked 30 hours a week.
That's amazing.
I went to college. And, I mean, he did everything, and then he decided he wanted to get in the airlines to travel. So me and my daughter and my husband, we have been praying so hard for him. And when he went to his last interview, I sent Archangel Metatron with him, and I prayed for Archangel Michael to stand up before him and help him with any nerves.
Look at you,
or
Mom.
Anything.
That's it.
And
Let it land.
Yeah, I just want him to be happy.
Yeah, well, you know what? He is happy, but yeah, you got to let it land because sometimes there's and it's so beautiful. You know, you can't love somebody too much, obviously. You know, like there's just so much infinite love. It's so, so beautiful. But I would say trust the timeline of spirit. Okay? trust that spirit knows how to do spirit's job. Okay? So I would say step back from that, Mom. That's why I said let him take off his own training wheels.
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah, so just step back and trust Source. You know, you can have legions of angels and guides and all these wonderful tools, but trust, and you're noticing, I'm going to turn this over to Lisa in a second, because you are noticing the number three. So that's great. So you trust the communication, the signs and the symbols that you're getting, and you trust the energy and understand the constraint of time, the construct of time is man-made. Source doesn't need that.
Oh.
The way Source doesn't need judgment. Source doesn't work on time. Source doesn't do no 9-to-5. Source doesn't, you know, Source is Source. So I think there's a little blurriness in terms of timing. That's the thing that I would say that I'm picking up energetically, that release the imposition of a timeline where it comes to Source and Spirit and the angels and all those things. Because if anything, it might block the flow coming to you. It might backfire a little bit.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to turn this over to Elisa so she can talk to you about your questions with the numbers, et cetera.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're, of course, my pleasure.
Well, what's interesting, Christina, is I was picking up on definitely the, like you talking about the numbers, the first two things were talking about the numbers, and then the third thing, which was still tied into the number, was then about your son, and that was really what you wanted to talk about, which was your son, and your son's, you know, the outcome for your son's, you know, adventures and wanting to get into a new industry and the job interview and all that. And I love that because I have a mother who is like our biggest advocate, almost like if she didn't have the kids, what would she talk about? You know, like what are we going to talk about now? I don't know. Well, let me tell you about my son. Let me tell you about my daughter. So, I mean, I get the source of pride and the love, obviously, that you have for both your kids and for your family. The thing that, I would like to say, I think let him take off the training wheels is a great way to look at it, because it sounds like he's got a good head on his shoulders. He's making the decisions for himself that seem to be in alignment with what you taught him and what you would do. So just let him do it. And obviously you're going to be there, but he also needs to, you know, he needs to be able to navigate when things maybe don't work out the way, because that's usually how you see when people respond, you know, what they're really made of is when something doesn't turn out the way you had envisioned. And so do you get stuck on the fact that it didn't work out, or do you see another opportunity? Once you know, you feel what you feel, but is there another opportunity there? And there always is. So, you know, this could be, you know, you obviously love your son a lot. He's, like I said, he just sounds like, oh, perfect kid. You said that, you know, he's like a perfect kid. So let him continue shining on the way he's doing it. For you, I think with that number three, you gave three examples, which is kind of interesting. The three then is, for me, I've always thought of the three as energy, as a flow of energy. And generally, it starts off with the energy that you put out there is also the energy that you bring back to you. And overall, I would say the energy you put out there is very positive. It's optimistic. You know, there's a spiritual aspect to it. And the biggest thing is just trusting so that when things come back to you, and I'm getting a lot of different images now. When things come back to you, you have to trust that those are actually from good areas too. I would say the toughest thing, especially for women in general, for mothers in particular, is to be able to receive, because you're so used to giving. So you would do these things for your son. You know, you would do these things for people you love and you care about. That's just part of your nature. But if you understand how the universe works, And if you put out that energy, then the energy comes back to you. You have to be able to receive it. It can come back to you and you just completely miss it. So there may be ways of the universe showing you, listen, you know, you've put out these wishes. You know, we're taking care of you as well. And so that's the information to receive. If you think of just energy, it's not good or bad. It's just energy. And usually our filter is what lets us decide, you know, to judge whether it was good or bad. And so... They're trying to tell me, like, your son is going to be fine because your son is your son, you know? And so don't get too caught up in whether, you know, if this interview goes well, it's because, oh, if it doesn't work out, it's because I didn't pray enough. Or maybe I didn't get the right, you know, archangel in there. No, I mean, sometimes it's just, that's just, so there are other people who are more qualified. So the thing is, how do you respond to those kinds of things? How do you help yourself understand, and how do you help him understand? And it's not a premonition or anything like that on my end. It's just saying that's just one of many. Your son sounds like he's going to continue doing so many. He's going to continue to create more great opportunities for himself. So that's what you have to consider, and how you are responding and wanting to take care of stuff for other people. You know, are you doing that for you too? And so I know it wasn't really about him for your original question, but when you see those kinds of that, like the numbers, the three, that's what I was getting was, let's see how this energy plays out. Because anyone can appreciate a loving mother who's always got your back, you know, and unfortunately not everyone has that type of energy, but you know, your son does, you know, your family does, but you know, you have to think of, in that case, think of the universe as that this loving mother, if you want to look at it that way. And would you be able to receive that great positive energy or a reflection of what you've been putting out for other people? Would you be able to receive that for yourself?
I want to, I hope I can.
Well, see, and that's the thing, is that it's always coming to you. But if you're always concerned about if other people are doing okay, What was a phrase I was thinking of when you all were talking? It was, how does your happiness depend on the happiness of your kids? Because that's a very filtered way of hoping to experience happiness. I mean, your son sounds like he's doing fine, even if it's like a little bit of a struggle, because it's not always going to be sunshine every single day. But there are going to be challenges for people. But your happiness shouldn't be dependent on if somebody else is happy.
Right. I get that. And it's not. It's just for him. You know, I've been fortunate that he's been at home all this time near me, and I'm ready to let him. I don't want him in a fishbowl. I want him to swim in the ocean. Mm-hmm. I want him to have all the opportunities that God allows him to have. So I'm ready. I'm ready to let those training wheels go.
Good. So I mean, so then, what happens is when he's out of the house, then that's also when you can start receiving, especially some loving support. Like, you know, kudos to you for being a great mom. And now, but you know, that's going to be a different dynamic with him out of the house. So I think when you have these threes, and is your daughter younger or older?
She's way younger.
Okay.
I had her. Okay. They're like 15 years apart.
Wow. Okay. So now it's a family. So it was a family then. It would be a family of three in the house.
Well, I have one other son. I have three children. So he is my oldest. Yeah, he's my oldest. And you know what? I don't, you know, those. I told you, I had one day I walked out my door and I could feel somebody staring at me. So I look around and it's nighttime, and I look around and I can't see anybody. So I look up in my tree and I see eyes looking at me, which were three little owls, and they were all
That's
looking
what
at
that
me.
Is.
Yeah.
Ah.
So I was like, okay.
So hopefully you will have looked up. the meaning of owl, like is that as an animal totem, or just as you know, what does that represent spiritually? You know, definitely look that up, because to see these things in threes, it's a three is a shifting number. It's generally very lighthearted because it does deal with just a flow of energy. But it can also be a little like it can spread itself too thin because it doesn't want to miss out on anything. It wants to be, it's a communicative number. It wants to be where everything cool is happening. That's where three wants to be kind of in, you know, it just needs to know, like, you know, her mother needs to know that everything's going to be okay. So that's why I'm talking about the, it tends to be the three energy goes outward, but the receiving end doesn't always come back around. You know, it doesn't always seem to come back the way you think, or you're not even paying attention to energy. It's like energy that just keeps flowing out and flowing out and flowing out until you realize, wow, I'm really tired. So that's what I want to just kind of leave you with, because there's definitely a flow, and it doesn't just go one way. It doesn't just go away from you. So when you think about threes, think about the three being made up of a one and a two, where a one is direction that goes outward and a two is a receptive number. This is what makes up a three. So that's why we wanted to show you this, like showing me like an ebb and a flow of waves. So the water is continuously flowing in and out. That's how the energy flows. But a lot of times we don't think of it that way. We just think of, oh, the tide's away, or the waves are going, you know, one way and that's it. So just think of it in terms, for you personally, what are you receiving on a daily basis? And whether it's, whether you think it's good or bad, but I have a feeling your filter tends to be more towards what was really good stuff. And that's a beautiful way to start. What are some things that you're receiving every day that you would maybe consider blessings, or even the six owls? You're like, oh, that's kind of, yeah, something's watching me. Oh, it's these little owls. How cool is that? So I feel like it's just these little things to remind you, because as your kids are growing older, and as they're, and granted with a big age difference, you know, there's some time to ease into that. But I remember when I'm the baby of my family, and my brothers are 4 or 5 years older than I am. You know, when they were leaving, my mom definitely, you know, thought, oh, you know, she was definitely sad, you know, excited, but sad. You know, they had to go to school or whatever, and they weren't going to be living at home, or whatever the case may be, they're living outside. So you could tell she was sort of reminiscing it, you know, wow, they really are growing up. Even though I'm sure she was ready for them to grow up, there's still that, the physicalness of the difference, the change. And I mean, Liz, you know, Liz has an older son who's now away at college, kind of. But yeah. there's a different dynamic there. Even if they're living close, there's definitely that, the signaling of the change, where they're doing their own lives, they're creating their own lives. They really are, and you're not there all the time to see. You know, you don't get to talk to them at the dinner table to find out what's been going on. And so, you can be very positive about that as you are. It's still, you know, but to pay attention, because this isn't about just, you know, today or after the interview is done or after he gets the job or any of that. This is long-term, like, adjusting. So the three allows you to adjust your energy, but you have to be aware of where your energy is going and also aware of the energy you're taking in. So, well, anyway, that's what I got.
Okay, so just receive that. And,
okay.
Welcome to the show, and you know, we're on 3 times a week, so feel free to call us back with an update, and good luck to your son.
All right. Well, thank you, ladies, for sharing your wisdom. Have a blessed day.
Have a good day. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
All
right. We have one last call with our friend Lolita. Good morning, Lolita.
I always got to be the last one, don't I?
Well, maybe we said the best for last.
I had to get off and call back in. That's what I'm messing with y'all. But I wanted to share something with you guys.
Okay, it's a little bit hard to hear. I don't know what's going on in the background. Okay, that's better. That's better.
That's
go ahead.
Better, okay.
Thank you.
So, no, I'm sorry. You know, I guess with all this stuff that's going on, like,
care, like, how, like, if you're going through certain issues, how it can go back into your Akashic records. Like, one of the legal stuff that I'm going through relates to an issue back to 1700s, and the lawyer is the person that I have the karmic debt that I have to pay to.
Oh my God.
I found that out on Sunday, and I'm like, holy shit. No wonder why it feels, I can see it. And I just went, today I have court at 1:00. I just went to the law firm. I'm like, no, I'm paying my karmic debt. I don't care if it's right or wrong, I'm paying that shit. Let's just go. Someone this morning, it was like simple. I'm like, oh, okay.
But look at
keep
that.
Moving.
Look at the wisdom, though.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
You know, I think one of the callers who I know, you know, when we go into certain situations, it goes deeper than that. I think we know it, but to experience it is a whole different thing, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you knew our first caller?
No.
The guy?
I'm sorry, I'm confused.
She heard it.
I thought, okay, I heard you say new. So you heard the first caller. I understand. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I just wanted to, like, share, like, all that stuff that we go through. Like, you know, the other day my dog came in my dream, and she was trying to give me a message, basically letting me know, I want to help you, but you're not taking care of home and my health and the health. And so that, like, topped the icing. Like, Sunday was an interesting day for me.
Right.
I'm like, holy crap. So this morning I got up at 5:30 and got myself together, went to their address, and they weren't there. They moved. I found them. You know, DA Detective Lolita came out. I found them.
Oh,
showed up there.
Inspector Gadget.
Ghostbusters. And then so I just showed up, and I met with this guy that, I didn't meet with none of the attorneys, but I just met with the guy. I was like, listen, this is my situation. What you going to offer? I was like, no, it's counteroffer. So I counteroffered. So I'm supposed to hear back from them. But and that was the karmic issue, and it just felt at ease. Not because I knew that, but
no,
the message I got on Sunday, it was just like, you know what? Whatever's happening to me in life, we are all paying through it. And every situation is related to something.
Yes.
Does that make sense? Whether it's health, finance, relationships.
Doesn't matter. Anything.
So,
anything. Falling down at your job. All of it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And the two biggest things on my plate, I've already made connections with a lawyer, and it feels such at ease. Now I'm just sitting back and going to wait for the responses
trust.
And trust and just handle it now.
You planted seeds, so you got to let the seeds do what they got to do. You know, it's like what we said to our first caller, to Melvin. It's like, okay, well,
Melvin, that's the same.
You know what you need to do. You know what you need to do. And even with Christina, like, allow, you know, it's great. She knows. She has the knowledge to call in the troops and all of that, but this isn't an emergency. Her son's a big boy. And she can call in the troops because it can't hurt. It's wonderful. But then if the troops want to go to Starbucks and get a latte, let them get a latte. And they know what they're doing. You know, don't be there, you know, with your arms folded saying, hook up my son. They know what they're doing. And it's about aligning with trust. And that would be for all three calls. It's that alignment with that trust. With those forces that you know exist, you're no stranger to those forces. You know that they're there. They're not meant to be tested. They're meant for you to surrender to them without the imposition of any man-made constraints, judgment, time, or restriction. To really know that you can claim in that soul breath, all is well. And that's why I said for Melvin, you take three breaths, one for your mind, one for your body, and one for source.
Yeah, and I mean, I listened to the mother, and it was actually kind of like really heartfelt, but it was just wonderful to see, like, if I had that opportunity to kind of procreate and just having a burnt person to live on that level, being in the environment, knowing that we didn't have that. It was just so heartfelt just to hear her talk like that.
But at
the end of the day, we also know that our kids have our own journey. You can send out all the troops, but at the end of the day, that soul,
that's right.
Example,
sharing that you cannot prevent anything from happening
no.
to that karmic path at all. Now, I don't care if it's mother or father, whoever.
Doesn't
did.
Matter.
It does not matter because child and source have their own different paths.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yes, I just, you know, I guess it does correlate with everything that's going on with the show today, and I
yes,
had to share that because
I'm glad.
It just, you know, when you look at certain situations, you wonder why, and not thinking that maybe I should have gone into my Akashic records, but made me realize something. Like, she broke it down, boom, 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 on Sunday. I'm like, oh, this shit makes sense. No wonder why I feel this way and this
right.
way. So paying my dues.
That's it. And sometimes we have to do that to really get the learning, to really, it's like midterms, you know, final exam, to just really just survive that hurdle. And I'll just intersect it with this, where you have no idea where it's going to lead you. So in your case, you're being led to that knowledge of that you are actually having this wonderful karmic closure, and therefore you're going to create space to receive and to let go a little bit, which is great and makes perfect sense.
Adam kept on saying, the store is about to bust, and I get what
thank you.
That's coming from because I'm handling my business, and that constraint that was in my physical body was also holding up the abundance that's about to be received.
And yeah, and that's why the whole thing, like I kept teasing you about the Comcast because I'm like, okay, that's good. And that actually, it's more like, it's like more, yeah, I'm, it's more like, yeah, just keep laughing. It's more like occupational therapy for you to get you, to ground you a little bit because you need that. But I knew it the second I walked in the store, I'm like, this is going to blow up. And it's great that Adam is sensing it, but we have to clear our pathways. And real quickly, because we're at the final minutes of the show, real quickly, I am in recovery from this energetic violation, so to speak, you know, where something took place that just was so, just on the person's part, unconscious, but I don't care, conscious or not conscious. It was such a disrespectful situation that happened that I'm coming out of, and the healing for me, because I told this person, don't get it twisted. This, you know, this is so not about you. Don't get it twisted. No one's off the hook here. But for me is the profound healing of forgiveness, and who else do I need to forgive so that I can forgive myself? So it kind of put me to this pathway where I'm actually investigating things like A Course in Miracles and things like that right now, because that teaching is all based on, the cornerstone of that teaching is all based on forgiveness. And trust me, it's not for somebody to say, oh, you know, what a relief, you know, she's not going to go off. It has nothing to do with that. I'm doing it for me.
Yeah.
So it's amazing how these situations, these crises, really become opportunities. And I've said this many times on this show, that the Japanese character for crisis is the same for opportunity.
Yes.
So there we go.
Yeah.
So that's wonderful that you are coming to this awareness, and you know to strip down and to simplify, and that it's okay to be still, and you're doing everything that you need to do, and you can catch that breath limit the being pulled in so many directions, and understand to just course correct, to just come back into your wholeness, into your soul.
You're exactly right. Like, I just left the office. I'm sitting at the end of the driveway because if I park my car on the driveway, the signal will be lost. But I'm about to get back into that bed that's unmade. And I'm not even going to finish training today. I'm like, I told him I wasn't going to be able to make it.
Good.
I'm like, I'm just going to stay in the bed till like 11:30 and just call it a day.
That, thank you. You have to. It has to. All roads are going to direct back to your soul, and it doesn't have to be that you have to stop. I have to, you know, make three stops before I go to my soul. No, you don't have to make three stops. You could just go. You could take your time and have a beautiful, enjoy the journey. You know, stop and smell the roses that make your life your life.
Yeah.
So that's good. I'm really happy to hear that. That's wonderful. So, yeah, and the energy feels very clean, very clear, which is great right now.
Awesome.
So continue with that. Yeah, very clear, very clean. Great. So we're going to go sign off on because I got to go to work. Okay.
Okay,
so,
cool. Bye, ladies.
Love you. Love to add
on.
Bye.
Love you.
Love you. Guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook. Check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Great conversation and show today, as always. Thank you, callers. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And in the meantime, remember to
follow
the
feeling
to you. Have a great day. Love you.
Love you. Bye.